W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Today, President Biden joined a rally in Washington, D.C. on preserving abortion rights.
The court got Roe right 50 years ago, and I believe Congress should restore the protections of Roe v. Wade once and for all.
The president signed an executive order today that strengthens access to birth control pills. A new poll looks at how voters might respond at the ballot box when it comes to abortion.
New CBS polling shows 45% of Democrats are more likely to vote in 2024 based on what's transpired since Roe was overturned, compared to 28% of Republicans. But a majority of Democrats say their party has not been doing enough to protect abortion access.
That's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns. New research suggests a sharp increase in diabetes worldwide. Kanyon Liang Ong led the study.
2021 is the worst we've seen since 1990, but what we're projecting is that every year till 2050, which is what our estimates go out to, will be worse than the previous year.
The disaster involving that submersible near the wreckage of the Titanic has officials looking at future precautions. CBS's Roxana Saberi has the latest.
Given the loss of life and this huge cost in terms of resources and time spent by the Coast Guard trying to search for the Titan, the U.S., some experts say, could now enact tougher restrictions on submersibles and expeditions like this.
Officials believe the Titan imploded. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has released body cam footage that shows agents shooting and killing a tribal member they thought had a handgun.
The shooting of 58-year-old Raymond Mattia happened May 18th outside a house in a remote corner of a Native American nation in Arizona near the U.S.-Mexico border. Three Border Patrol agents hit him a total of 9 times.
Put your hands up.
Put it down.
Put it down.
The video shows Mattia throwing a sheathed machete at the foot of a tribal officer and then holding out his arm. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The House Judiciary Committee will investigate the business dealings of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
It's noticeable in the initial hours of this news how quickly Republicans are tying this news about Hunter Biden to the federal prosecution of Donald Trump.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. Those five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols were in court again today. Their attorney is Blake Ballin.
It's stressful for everyone. It's stressful for the Nichols family. It's stressful for the defendants and their families. It's stressful for the lawyers. So we are all just looking forward to moving in the direction of resolving this.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ashley Stars and Stripes sale is happening now. Don't miss instant savings on select items up to $1,000 off throughout the store and online. And as a special thank you to our community heroes, all veterans and active military will receive 10% off their purchase. Plus, we offer special financing options for every budget. These 4th of July furniture and mattress deals are only available for a limited time. Visit your local Ashley store or ashley.com to shop and save today. Only at Ashley.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The police need your help in locating a man wanted in Door County. Here's Pete Schwabo with the story.
According to the FBI, 31-year-old Devon Keller posted a suspicious video to social media just before 4:45 Thursday morning. The FBI alerted Door County authorities to the video in which Keller appears, but the content of the post has not been released to the public. Keller has outstanding warrants from the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Police are asking anyone with information about him to contact the Door County Sheriff's Department.
Everybody has to eat, and the Vietnam Veterans of America are making it easy for you tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. They're holding a brat fry at Quality Foods on West Grand Saturday from 10 to 2. Hey, if it's your turn to cook, stop at the brat fry and let the Vietnam Veterans of America do it for you. That's on Saturday, 10 to 2, at West Grand Quality Foods in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs level off around 91. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely 61. Chance for scattered storms Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For the new app, it is spiffy and cool. You can one button text or call the show, and I will actually be able to see it if you text. Super cool. I am also now finally streaming live video if you want to watch me talk. I mean, that's... I've been told that I should never play Poker Evan because my face says exactly what I'm thinking all the time.
Got to wear the sunglasses, big sunglasses.
Huge sunglasses, a hoodie, goes the now deceased Unabomber. There's actually a pro poker player that's called the Unabomber. I'm not actually being totally glib about Ted Kaczynski. But yeah, we're now streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook. I believe it's Maggie Dawn Show. On Twitter, The Maggie Dawn Show. You can always email me, maggie.dawn@civicmedia.us. And while it sounds like Dawn of the Resistance, it is spelled D-A-U-N, so check that one out when you go looking for me on the socials. So I thought we would start someplace kind of fun today, Evan, because it's been a bit of a heavy week of news, I should say. And the place that I wanted to start, I believe this news sort of started breaking maybe yesterday and then was confirmed a little bit later on in the evening. And that is that Elon Musk, Twitter in chief,
Twitter in chief. That's solid. We can't move on from that. Too quickly, Twitter in chief. I love it.
Twitter in chief, yes. Also, resident jerk in chief, apparently.
Got it. I mean,
this guy sounds like the boss that everyone would hate. Like, no matter what you think of Elon Musk or what he's doing with Twitter, no one would ever want to work for this person. Am I wrong? I mean, just awful.
It does
awful.
Sound truly terrible. I mean, people really passionate about their jobs there, been there for years and years and years. To sort of be uprooted like that. It sounded really unpleasant.
You're fired, and then, oops, we fired too many people and the platform might collapse. Please come back. You can join our convo this Thursday talk back at 844-967-2789. I'm going to tell you what news about Elon I'm talking about in just a second. But if you want to tell me what you wanted to scream at the TV or radio when you heard something this week on the news, give me a call. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can talk about what you wanted to talk back at your radio or TV about this week, because there was a lot of it. But getting back to everyone's favorite boss, jerk-in-chief, Twitter-in-chief, Tweeter-in-chief, Elon Musk. Apparently, he threw down on Twitter with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, now Meta, whatever that means, and challenged him, I guess, to like an actual MMA fight, or was it just boxing? I wasn't able to follow it super closely. But yeah, Musk sort of calls out his social media rival, billionaire rivals. I love it when billionaires decide to sort of go after each other. Always makes for some fun moments. And indeed, this is one of them. So Elon Musk calls out Mark Zuckerberg on Twitter and says, "Why don't you fight me?" And Mark responds and is like, "Where are we going?"
Oh, I'd love it. Oh, I'd love it.
Literally said location, which is sort of apparently amongst the children these days when somebody throws down and you're like, where are we going? I'm ready. Let's do it. That's kind of your super sauce there. So turns out this wasn't just these two guys going off. Dana White was actually interviewed by TMZ Sports. Dana White is this, I'm just going to say it, dirtbag that runs MMA, the one that everybody buys on TV and that earns all the money. I could do a whole show on Dana White and the MMA and their stupid weight classes and how sick they make their athletes and how underpaid they make their athletes. That is a racket if I ever saw one. But anyways, Dana White's the guy that runs all this crazy business. And apparently
It is a racket.
Completely.
It's wild.
Completely.
Just Google him. Look up some of the stuff, some of the scandals he's been involved with. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, dirt bag. You look that up in the dictionary. There's Dana White. So TMZ calls up Dana White and says, "What do you know about the Musk v. Zuck throwdown?" And he tells them this, quote, "Talked with Mark and Elon last night. Both guys are absolutely dead serious about this because they both said, yeah, we'll do it. They both want to do it. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and he said, is he serious?
This cannot be real. It cannot be real."
Yes, this is Dana White quoting to TMZ. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and he said, is he serious? And I told him, I don't know. Let me ask him. Then I asked Elon and he said, yeah, I'm dead serious. So then this is Dana White's commentary. This would be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world, bigger than anything that's ever been done. Kind of sounds like you know who, doesn't he? It would break all pay-per-view records. These guys would raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charity, and you don't have to even be a fight fan to be interested in it. Everyone would want to see it. The biggest fight of all time was Floyd Mayweather and Conor O'Brien. I just think this triples that. It triples what that did. There's no limit on what that thing can make. So they're talking about actually scheduling this fight in Vegas, and I thought, okay, dad bod Musk and like little puny Zuckerberg. This just by, you know, sheer weight, I thought the Zuck is going to get crushed.
And I'm calling it right now. Like the board of directors or whatever of Tesla and Meta, they're not going to let this happen. They're going to like, oh, sorry, we can't fight. You know, the board said we couldn't do
it. Oh, I'm sure they'll sort something out. They're not going to let these guys act. There'll be ground rules. They can't actually kill one another. I'm curious, 844-967-2789. Who do you think comes out on top? My immediate thought was, oh, Mark, you're toast. Dad bod's just going to shear. All he has to do is land one decent punch with a little bit of the chub behind him.
But skinny guys fight till they're burger. I mean,
yes. And doesn't Mark Zuckerberg, he's got that CEO, that weird tech CEO, like I don't blank stare into space.
Throw you zone off. Throw you off before the match.
Absolutely. And I figure I can see Zuck being one of those guys that literally like goes nuts and won't stop unless he's actually dead.
Especially if you're not a trained fighter. Like people don't realize like untrained fighters can be extremely dangerous because they don't know when
so to messy.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah.
So messy. Well, it turns out funny that you mentioned that, Evan, and no, if you're listening at home, Evan and I did not plan that. Funny that you mentioned that because I did a little digging. Turns out Mark Zuckerberg is a huge MMA fan, and he's been training. He's been taking Brazilian jiu-jitsu and MMA grappling classes.
Oh, my.
I mean, what? And this isn't just like, oh, I heard it was a cool workout, so I went and did this. He actually competed in a professional Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament.
Oh, I'd have paid to see it. I would have.
And he won a medal.
Wow. He paid for the medal. Ah, come on.
Right? I mean, maybe he did, but I don't know too many folks that do Brazilian jiu-jitsu with any degree of seriousness that would just hand out participation awards. I just don't. It's not part of that sport culture. This is Maggie fun fact. Way back in the day when I lived in New York, I wasn't playing rugby anymore, so I had a wee bit of stress and energy to get rid of, Evan. So I walked into my gym one day and saw a whole bunch of people doing kickboxing. I was like, that looks cool. Cool workout. But I don't do classes because their chicks get weirdly competitive. I don't know why. I'm also 6 feet tall and I'm like, I don't actually want to fight you. So I asked the guy if he would train me just one-on-one. So I ended up doing Muay Thai training for like 3 years, did some pretty serious sparring. So that was kind of in my fun time. So you'll never see me endorsing MMA, stand-up fighting only.
And I've never been in a fight to begin with. So I'm right there with you.
I love that. That's a great thing. We should give medals out for that. Have you never been in a fight? You get an award.
I don't know. It's just dangerous. I know a kid that ended up in the hospital for, it was like 10 or 11 days. He got hit in the jaw, got an infection. I mean, he almost died. And there was just, you know, some squabble in the McDonald's parking lot. It's dangerous.
Terrible. Terrible. Yeah, I don't recommend it. But boy, that I thought working out for rugby was hard. And then I tried to box and then I tried to kickbox. Those were the only times I ever actually like lost my lunch at a training session was the boxing training for real. But anyways, I was firmly in the Elon's going to kick Mark's butt camp. And then I found out that apparently Mark Zuckerberg is now a fitness junkie and a Brazilian jiu-jitsu medal winner at a professional Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament. So I say, schedule this up ASAP. Boy, is that going to be a foil for everything that's going on in our country, don't you think?
A little bit of, you know, some publicity behind it, too.
A wee bit. I mean, I have never paid for a professional boxing match or any of the MMA stuff because I think the whole setup is not good and exploits fighters. And I've never wanted to sort of put my money towards that effort.
That's right.
But this one, holy cow.
It does feel different, doesn't it?
Yes. First of all, it's billionaires fighting. So on that basis alone, that sounds like an attractive way to spend an afternoon. Second of all, it's Elon Musk, one of the single most annoying human beings on the planet, probably followed a close second by the guy that invented Facebook, which has taken us down this terrible rabbit hole of misinformation and Russian election interference and all of this nonsense, right? So he kind of bugs me too. And those two guys that are really annoying and super rich are going to fight each other?
Just the hubris. I mean, yeah, there's something here. There's something here.
And then you layer on top of it the whole political thing, right? Because Musk is sort of a darling of the right. DeSantis went on to the Twitter for arguably the worst presidential campaign rollout in the history of presidential campaign rollouts. Carrier pigeons and an abacus would have done a more compelling job of announcing DeSantis's presidency.
Yes.
Presidential run. But yeah, so Elon, fan of the right, Zuckerberg, boy, he's a favorite boogeyman of the right. He funds all these voting ballot drop boxes. Yeah, because that was legal. Thanks much. Three courts hold so. When we come back, we're going to talk about my other random favorite piece of news from the week, which just happened yesterday, which I think will be, oh no, today, earlier today. It'll be much fun to talk about that when we come back. Join us. Tell me what you want to talk back about. What did you hear on the radio or TV this week that had you screaming at your radio or TV? 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. encourage them to see a doctor, or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
It's a warm summer evening here at Winterfield as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters take host to the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters were able to take down the Dock Spiders yesterday by winning 3-1 in a game where it was back and forth. The Rafters were up early, held that lead, but the Dock Spiders threatened in the bottom of the fifth. They were starting to come back late in the game. They had guys on base, but the Rafters' timely strikeouts for them and big hits and big runs were allowed them to take down the first game in this series. So the Rafters today are looking to get things going and sweep this series against the Dock Spiders. They lead the series current 2-1. So here in this series, they're looking to sweep Fond du Lac, in which they have been hot recently, winning 4 of their past 6 games. So a team that's 5th in the Great Lakes West Division looking to spoil a Rafters win here. As for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Drake Fries will be getting the start on the mound, the right-handed pitcher out of the University of San Diego. It was originally Ryan Kaiser, but since then, changes have been made as Drake Fries will be getting the start on the mound. 4 games he's appeared in with 10 innings pitched. He's had 10 strikeouts, so the University of San Diego pitcher from Orange, California, getting the start today. Ty Johnson will be leading off at the center field position. Jack Basier comes in batting second at left field. Brendan Bobo once again in the lineup. He's at third base. Jack Gervich batting fourth. He's at first. Garrett Broussard batting fifth. He's at shortstop. And Shane Taylor, he is not in the infield today. He's actually the DH. He'll be batting sixth. Chris Conniff batting seventh. He's at second base. Nolan Sailors at right field. And then Levi Jensen in the 9-hole at catcher. As for the Dock Spiders, Sebastian Guzman, the right-handed pitcher out of Washington University in St. Louis, will be getting the start. Connor Cooney will be leading off at center field. Jack Gorman at second base. Travis Strickler once again in the lineup. He's batting third at left field. Teddy Dieters once again batting fourth at first base. Jared Heinzen at right field. Lorenzo Rios wasn't in the lineup yesterday. He's at the catcher's position today. And Luke Nowitzki at the DH. Jacob Anderson, once again, making his first appearance in the lineup this series at shortstop. And Graydon West batting in the 9-hole. He's at third base. So the Rafters today, the keys for them, they're going to have to look at to continue to do well on the pitching side of things. They had 7 total strikeouts yesterday between 4 pitchers, but they were great in the infield. They had guys consistently making throws and making catches when needed. They only had 1 error in the infield. That came from the second baseman, Ty Johnson, but he had an excellent game yesterday. He was everywhere on the infield and on the batting side of things. He was a guy that really came up big. He had 2 hits on 4 at-bats with 2 runs as well. He was hit by a pitch 1 time, but seeming like every time he was up to bat, he got on base. Brendan Bobo was a big piece of that win yesterday. He went 1-for-3 yesterday, but had an RBI, and he was walked twice. So Bobo was big, and also Jack Basier, 1-for-4 yesterday, but he added to his RBI total, which sent Johnson home. So Ty Johnson was able to get on base yesterday, get home from big hits from Basier and Bobo. So you look at that, the front 3-4 in the Rafters, Johnson, Basier, and Bobo, all are guys that really can get it done on the offensive side. And then you also have in the cleanup spot, Jack Gervich, who's been batting excellently. Yesterday he went 1-for-5. He struck out, but he's been a guy that has consistently brought to the attention of other teams because he's been getting big hits, and earlier this month, he had three home runs in a game against Lakeshore. So whenever that happens for Jack Mercier's caliber, he's leading the team in home runs and also RBIs as well. So definitely a guy to watch out for the Dock Spiders. But yeah, they have Sebastian Guzman on the mound at a Washington U in St. Louis. He's a rising junior from Garden Grove, California. He's had an 0-2 record. He's lost first Green Bay and Wausau. He had 19 and thirds innings pitched so far this season. He's had 12 strikeouts, but he's allowed 18 hits and 9 runs. So definitely a guy that the Raptors can get hits off of, but they're going to have to look to do it for their big guys of Johnson, Basir, and Bobo, and obviously Gervich batting in the cleanup spot. But you look at it, Shane Taylor in the doubleheader in the second game hit a solo home run. So he's DHing today, which is interesting because every time we've seen Taylor in the lineup, we've seen him at second, third, shortstop, but we've never seen him in the DH role. So an interesting tactic from head coach Kirk Schreider to get him in the DH and to put guys in like Gervich, Bobo, and Basir, because Basir has DH'd a lot this year, so he's slotted in at left field. We haven't seen him out on the left side of the field yet today, so that's going to be an interesting thing, how he adjusts, how he continues to get better, because we've seen him at first and third, but not at left field. So just about 10 minutes away here on WFHR, head manager Douglas Coe meeting in the umpire's box, in the batter's box, as he's waiting. Kirk Schreider will head out there now. So the Raptors yesterday were able to take down the Dock Spiders in the second time at Herb Baker Field. All three of the games prior to this have been at Herb Baker Field between these two teams. So it is pretty interesting to see that the Dock Spiders have not come here to Witterfield yet. The Raptors have all had to play at their place. So it's going to be an interesting adjustment for the Dock Spiders to see how they, you know, adjust to this time, because Raptors, you look at them, 13-11 on the season, 1.5 games back of first place. So this is the only game they have at home this week. They, since from here, have a 4-game away trip, all in Michigan, 2 in Battle Creek, 2 in Traverse City. So looking to send them off right, the Raptors are, you know, just about 9 minutes away from first pitch. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Winterfield as just awaiting about 6 minutes away from first pitch. The Raptors and the Dockspiders set to go in the second game of the series. Raptors 13-11 right now. Obviously a game and a half back of first place. They're down to Wausau and Green Bay, who both have the tie up at first place in the Great Lakes West Division. So getting a win today would push towards getting into first. So they're going to look to find a way, because it's been a long week for this team. And they were in Wausau Monday and Tuesday, and then played a doubleheader on Wednesday in Green Bay. And then yesterday they were in Fond du Lac to take on and take the win against the Dockspiders. So this week alone, they lost the first game in Wausau. They won the second game, and then also as well. So they're 3-2 this week. They split the series against Wausau, split the series against Green Bay, and then picked up the win last night against Fond du Lac. So looking to go 4-2 in this week and get up to 14-11. So obviously it was originally Ryan Kaiser was going to be getting the start on the mound, but Drake Fries will be the one to take the duties. Obviously appeared against Fond du Lac back on June the 3rd. He had an inning pitched and a strikeout. So him and Kaiser both won't be traveling to Michigan, but they're looking to today have a word and have a say on if they can do well. And that's going to be the question, because the pitching has been okay for the Raptors. They've relied a lot on their hitting. They had 16 hits in the first game against Green Bay. They out-hit them 16-9 and won that game 11-4. So that will be the thing. If the Raptors can find a way to get going on the offensive side, continue to get hits, and continue to hit at a high efficiency, they are really going to put the pressure on this Dockspiders team. This was the team, the Dockspiders, before yesterday had 44 hits in three games. They were red hot. They had a three-game winning streak. They won four of their past five, but the Raptors ended that yesterday, only allowing seven hits and one run. So there were times when the Dockspiders had runners on first and third, but the Raptors had those timely strikeouts, those big outs, where they weren't committing any errors, and that really hurt this Fond du Lac team. So the umpires for today, Nick Barone at home plate, first base, TJ Tamaccio, and at third, the crew chief, Manuel Flytez. So the crew yesterday, and now today, looking to hopefully umpire a good game. The Raptors had Rosencrantz start on the mound. He went 3-0, so he's at a perfect record of 3-0, as Amar Sengig was their guy yesterday. Jacob Rosencrantz, four hits allowed with a run, and he had two strikeouts, but a guy that really did the work as well was Logan Schofer. Two hits and three strikeouts, so he led the Raptors bullpen in strikeouts. Barker came in, and also Alec Burnett got the save. He got a strikeout, but was allowed to get three outs. It was 1-2-3 for the Raptors. So the Raptors introducing their guys now. And obviously Basir at left, Johnson at center, and Brendan Bobo will be at, well, Bobo, so Jack Gurevich will step in, so Garrett Broussard at shortstop. So yeah, it's going to be interesting game. Can the Raptors find a way to take down this Dockspiders team? They did so yesterday, but the key is for them. They've won a lot of the first games of the series, but it's been the second game that's really been kind of their Achilles heel. They haven't played as well as they did the day before. But you look at it against Green Bay, when they won the first game, they absolutely dominated the Rockers 11-4. And then in the second game, they were down 6-2. They had a three-run inning, made it 6-5, but couldn't find a way to get over the hump and take that win. So, Dockspiders stepping out on the first baseline. The Raptors on the third baseline, getting ready and set here for the national anthem. So, first pitch coming up here just shortly, about 3 minutes away. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, your home for Raptors baseball. We'll step aside.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
rubbermaid.biz.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Winterfield as National Anthem just finishing up now, so the Raptors and the Noxbiters getting set here on this warm and summer evening, around 89, 90 degrees here in Wisconsin Rapids. So the question is going to be hot. It's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting. And Raptors faithful has showed out here on this Friday night. So Fry's getting the start on the mound, and the Raptors in their white tops with the black leggings and their white and black hats. As for the Noxbiters, in their blue uniforms with the gold logo that says Fond du Lac on their front and back. So the navy blue tops with the gray leggings. And they also have the baby blue hats. So Fry's getting warmed up now. And all the Raptors in their respected positions. Fry's on the mound. Jensen at catcher. There is Jack Gurevich at first. Chris Conniff at second. Brendan Bobo at third. Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Jack Passier at left. Ty Johnson at center, and Nolan Sailors at right. So the Dock Spiders winning four of their past six. They're batting .226 out of the team. They have 112 runs and 193 hits, 95 RBIs, and they've been walked 125 times. So this is the team that is extremely disciplined up at the plate. So the Raptors are going to have to find the zone and find it efficiently, because if the Noxbiters get on base, they're a team that can pose a lot of threats. The Raptors as a team, they're batting .246 with 208 hits, 116 runs. They've also had 105 RBIs. So Connor Cooney, Jack Gorman, and Travis Strickler are due up here in the top of the first. Cooney batting a .246 with 5 RBIs. So out of college with Holy Cross, and Nawant, Colorado. So the rising junior and Connor Cooney is getting set and will step in. So Raptors just tossing the ball around, getting loose, getting warm. And we're set to go here on this Friday night. Glad you're with us here on WFHR as Fries will come set. So Drake Fries will step in, out of the University of San Diego from Orange, California. Went to Orange Lutheran High School. And the number 45, the right-handed pitcher on the lefty, Connor Cooney. He'll come set and fire in and finds his zone for a strike. 0-1. He had 23 innings pitched, allowing 35 hits and 21 strikeouts for San Diego this season. And the 0-1 once again up and away for a ball. 1-1. Last year, he appeared in 7 of the San Diego's games, and he only made 1 start. This is a guy that helped his team in high school win back-to-back National High School Invitational Championships as he throws a ball down low for a 2-1 count. He also had a brother that played baseball at St. Mary's College. So baseball runs in the family. The 2-1 swing and a ball hit left side out of play and into the concourse for a 2-2 count. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. A 2-2 count early. Fry shakes it off. Here comes set one again. Sets fires the 2-2 inside and just outside of the zone for a ball. So the count runs full here on Connor Cooney. Fastball came in at 87 miles per hour. So Cooney yesterday wasn't able to record a hit. Got walked as the 3-2 comes in just above the zone for ball number four. And that will allow Cooney to take first. And a leadoff walk. Out for the player from the College of Holy Cross. So Jack Gorman is due up. Went 1-for-4 yesterday. And he also stole a base. So Gorman batting at 211 with 9 RBIs and 12 hits. Standing at first is Cooney, and he's got the big leadoff. Fries will look in now, fire in, and finds his own for a strike. So no balls, one strike. Cooney leads off once again. Fries digs in, sets fires, the 0-1 swing and a miss. Upstairs, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Fry is looking for the first out and his first strikeout. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short. Throws it to second and Conniff. The throwback to first to Gurevich is not in time. So the Raptors looking for a 6-4-3 double play there. It wasn't successful, but Cooney gets out at second. And Gorman gets the first. So one down for the Raptors. Travis Strickler is due up. Batting a 314. He's had 27 hits and 8 RBIs. He's also had 16 runs, so he's been a big issue for opposing teams. As first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. So out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and from Glendale, Arizona, Travis Strickler, the left fielder, up in the count 1-0. He swings and pulls a ball out on the right field line. Out of play, 1-1. So Gorman stands at first, was able to get to first off of a fielder's choice from Broussard. Just got there in time. A 6-4-3 double play from the Raptors infield. Almost true, just a little bit late, as the checkoff over to Gurevich at first and sliding headfirst into the bag is Gorman. One down, a 1-1 count. Travis Strickler yesterday went 1-for-4 as he swings and flies the ball off out on the left field side, out of play for a strike. 1-2. Was also able on that one hit. He got to second. He also struck out. So Fries ahead in the count 1-2. We'll look over at first. Come set. Serve the 1-2. Up and away just above the zone for a ball. The count runs at 2 apiece. One down. 2 balls and 2 strikes. At first is Gorman. He leads off, and once again, the pickoff attempt, and he slides into the bag. That's the second time Fries has done that. So Strickler, 27 hits for him this season. The 2-2, swing and a miss outside for strike number 3. As he caught him with a fastball of 89 miles per hour. And that's the first strikeout for Fries and 2 down for the Raptors here in the top of the first. So Teddy Dieters is due up batting a 400, 16 hits and 8 RBIs. The first baseman out of Xavier from Maple Plain, Minnesota will set in as Fries throws way down low outside of the strike zone for a ball. And Dieters had an unbelievable day yesterday, went 3-for-4. So he was all over this Raptors defense. 2 down, the 1-0. outside of the zone, but just paints in. Look like for a ball for a sack, but it is a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. Fries with one strikeout already as the 1-1 just outside. 2-1. Gorman still remains on first. As once again, the pickoff attempts over to Gervich and sliding back in the bag was Gorman. 2-1 count. Rafters one away here in the top of the first. Fries sets and fires in the 2-1 just above the zone for a ball. 3-1. Three balls a strike with two down. Breaking ball. Last pitch came in at 75 miles per hour. The 3-1 way outside for ball number four. That allows Dieters to get to first, move Gorman to second. Two runners on for the Dockspiders here in the top of the first. Jared Heinzen is due up. Heinzen, one hit yesterday on four at-bats. He also struck out, but he's been batting at 242 from the University of Wisconsin Parkside. 16 hits on the season with seven RBIs. As Fries digs in and throws outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with two down. Two runners on as the 1-0 inside for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the first. Two walks already, which has allowed Dieters to get the first as a fly ball hits out on the right field side out of play. 1-2. Cooney walked. Gorman got on the first off of a fielder's choice. Strickler struck out, and also Dieters walked as well. But it is two down as Cooney was out at second. The 1-2, swing and a miss outside for strike number three. So that's a second strikeout for Jake Fries. And that's three down for the Rafters as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the first.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first we go as the Dockspiners set to do up on the defensive end. The Raptors have Ty Johnson leading off. Jack Basir at batting second, and Brendan Bobo are due up here in the bottom of the first. So the Fond du Lac pitcher, Sebastian Guzman, out of Washington U in St. Louis Division III program. Rising junior from Garden Grove, California. He's at an 0-2 record. He lost first Green Bay in Wausau. Has 19 and third innings of work. He's allowed 18 hits and 9 runs, but he's acquired 12 strikeouts. So the right-handed pitcher and the California native on Ty Johnson will set in and serve for a strike right down the plate. Johnson had another huge day yesterday. 2-for-4 with 2 runs. As Guzman throws in and down low the zone for a ball. 1-1. So Johnson heading to Baylor next season at a Flower Mound, Texas, batting a .321. Him and Basir are both tied on batting average, and they lead the team. It's at 27 hits and 9 RBIs. He's also been up to bat 84 times, which leads the team in at-bats. As the 2-1 comes in for Guzman, down low for a ball. So after Johnson takes the first strike, he sees 3 straight balls and ahead in the count 3-1. Guzman sets and throws in the 3-1 up and away for ball number 4. Johnson will take first. So a leadoff walk for the Dock Spiders, and the Raptors return the favor. They get their own leadoff walk. So Ty Johnson will take first. And now Jack Basir is due up. Basir, 25 hits on 78 at-bats, batting a .321. Him and Ty Johnson both lead the team in batting average. He's at 12 runs, 11 RBIs, and also 25 hits. So the first offering comes outside for a ball, 1-0. So quite the front three for the Raptors, Johnson, Basir, and Bobo. Kirk Schreider putting all of his hitters in towards the top of the order. So Johnson stands at first, a 1-0, skied up on the right field side, and coming after it is Dieters, the first baseman, who reaches out and makes the grab for one down. So Basir flies out, and now this brings up Brendan Bobo, who's had 2 home runs, and he's really started to swing the bat well. 8 hits on 37 at-bats. He's had 9 RBIs, was able to get an RBI yesterday after he absolutely slammed the ball into left center field, which allowed Johnson to score. So Bobo started the season 2 hits on 17 at-bats. So he's really started to kind of find his way. As a checkoff over at first, and Johnson just sliding headfirst into the bag. Was able to get there in time. One down. Bobo, a 3-run shot earlier this week against Wausau in the second game. And then in the first game against Green Bay, he did the exact same thing with another 3-run home run. As the ball comes in, 1-0. So 1-0 count, Guzman fires in, up and away, in the throw over to Rios at first, to Dieters, not in time. So 2 balls and strikes on the Cal State Fullerton third baseman from Santa Cruz, California. Johnson the leadoff. Guzman down on the count 2-0. Sets, winds, and serves way inside. Bobo had to back away. Looked like the ball could have possibly grazed his right shoulder. That comes in for a ball, 3-0. 3-0 count. Raptors on the cusp of getting 2 runners on. The 3-0 comes in outside and away for ball number 4. So 4 straight balls. That allows Bobo to take to first. So Bobo at first, Johnson at second. Both got on base off of walks. And now Jack Gervich is due up. But Lorenzo Rios, the catcher, having a word with Guzman. So Gervich, another big hitter for this Raptors side. Batting a 309, he's had 17 hits on 55 at-bats. Leads the team in home runs with 4 and RBIs as well with 15. So batting in the cleanup spot. He DH'd yesterday. And now today, slotted in at first. So Brendan Bobo at first. Johnson stands at second. One down. And the first offering comes in. Swinging a ground ball over to Gorman. Flips it up to second to Anderson. The throw to first is on time for a double play. A 4-6-3 double play for the Dock Spiders as they get out of the inning. As we head to the top of the second inning, score is 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
To the top of the second inning we go. Scoreless here at Winter Field as the Raptors had runners on, but a ground out from Gurvich and a double play for the Dock Spiders. A 4-6-3 double play. So Drake Fries will take on the mound once again. He's had 2 strikeouts as the Raptors retired 5 batters. And Lorenzo Rios, the catcher at a Presbyterian College from Yorkville, Illinois, batting a 333. 11 hits on 33 at-bats. He's also had 5 RBIs. As Fries digs in on the first offering, throws outside for a ball, 1-0. So Rios was not in the lineup yesterday, as their catcher was Paul Smith. The 1-0 pulled away out on the right side. Out of play, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Drake Fries already 2 strikeouts today. He struck out Strickler and Heinzen. The 1-1. Rio swings and misses inside for a strike, 1-2, but he also walked 2 batters. Fries will set in once again. Kicks, winds, and delivers the 1-2 up and away for a ball, 2-2. No team with a hit yet, as the defense has been impressive on both sides. The 2-2 comes in. And a curveball just above the zone. For a ball, 3-2. Off-speed pitch of 74 miles per hour. So Fries, the count runs full, fires in as that ball tipped off the backside of Rios. Count runs at 3-2 once again. Three balls, 2 strikes. The 3-2 comes in for strike number 3. Rios thought he was going to take first on ball number 4, but the pitch just barely grazes the right part of the zone. So back-to-back strikeouts, one down for Drake Fries. As Luke Nowitzki, the DH. And yesterday, went 1-for-3. He also had an RBI. As he swings and misses upstairs, he's also walked. 0-1 count, one down, three strikeouts so far for the Orange California native Drake Fries. As he sets high and throws the 0-1, swinging a ground ball that goes past Bobo at third and rolls into left field. So Nowitzki takes first, and Bobo just couldn't get there in time. That's the first hit of the game and belongs to the DH, Luke Nowitzki. This brings up Jacob Anderson at a